less than 30 minutes, no, less than 45 minutes, we raised $30,000 for Mission Hope.
Awesome.
Amazing, and it's not done yet. We'll get a total at the end of the day because it's one day.
That's great.
It's amazing. They sold literally pink radios.
Nice. That's cool.
Mr. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. We will call to order the Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022 meeting of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. We are happily in Oceano this month for the next 6 months. This is our call to order. And Mr. Dent, roll call, please.
Director Ray Russell?
Yes, here.
Director Karen White?
Here.
Chair Jeff Lee?
Here. Very good. So with that, Director Russell, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I gladly will. Will you please put your hand over the heart and recite with me as you're able? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much for that, and I will say this takes us to our agenda review, and I will acknowledge our general manager, Mr. Gent, is acting as our scribe slash administrative secretary slash whatever the appropriate term is for that action tonight. But with that, let's take a look at the agenda. If there's any questions to my left.
No, sir.
Questions to
none.
My right?
None.
Any questions from the public? Any questions from staff? I'll take a motion to proceed with the agenda as presented.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda and proceed.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Consensus is that we move forward with the agenda as published. That takes us to public comments. For those items not appearing on tonight's agenda, we'll open it up to any member of the public that wants to speak on any subject within the jurisdiction of this district for up to 3 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, we will listen to all comments, but we cannot take action on those items this evening. I'll open up to the public, see if anybody wants to come forward. Seeing no one come forward, we'll close public comment and bring it back for our consent agenda. So we've got four items on the consent agenda tonight. Let's see if there's questions to my left.
No, sir.
Questions to my right?
None.
Very good. So I will just say that I did have an opportunity to watch the meeting of June 1st. So I do feel comfortable acting on those minutes and say good work in Grover Beach's absence last time for various reasons.
Karen and I handled it. The Karens took care of it.
The Karens took care of it. Exactly. So great. So with that, I'll open it up to the public, see if any member of the public wants to speak on the consent agenda. Seeing no one come forward, we'll bring it back for action.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the items as published 5A through 5D.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Looks like probably a roll call on this one. So, Mr. Gent.
Director Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Karen White?
Yes.
Chair Jeff Lee?
Yes. Very good. We have an approved consent agenda, which takes us to our action items. 6A is the authorization of an execution of a contract amendment for the Kennedy Jenks consultant pending USDA approval. So, Mr. Gent, staff report, please.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. The item before you is authorization to execute the contract amendment number 5 for wastewater treatment plant redundancy project, construction phase engineering services with Kennedy Jenks Consultants Incorporated, pending USDA approval. So a little bit of background. I'll kind of move off the staff report a little bit. One of the challenges with delivering redundancy has been supply chain issues. Right now, we're locked in with bid pricing. The contractors continued to honor all bid pricing at this point. But where we have seen an impact is that routinely materials that have already been approved by our engineering team, specifically Kennedy Jenks, they review product submittals. So the contractor says, hey, we're going to bring in these type of bolts and this electronic equipment. And Kennedy Jenks reviews that and says that's acceptable, that will work in the system. And with supply chain issues, the contractor has routinely had to come back and say, we had this, we ordered, we found out the lead time on it. Sometimes it's a year, some stuff's been 52 weeks. And so the contractor's been good about scrambling to address that and find other sources of other products. But what that leads to is that we have to take another look from the engineering side and says, okay, is this product an equal to the previous one? And that's through both requests for information, RFIs, and submittal reviews. And so you'll see in the cost, that's where we're running high. And we could take a different approach where we try to force the contractor to address some of these costs. However, due to the unprecedented nature of the supply chain, that would potentially put us adverse with the contractor, and they would have at least an argument for claims of any type of delay if we said, no, you have to go with the approved product, or you have to pay for this extra submittal review. Given the state of the supply chain, it seems the best position would be for us to continue to keep the project on schedule and get these changes reviewed by the engineering team and keep the contractor moving. So with that, you can see that we're looking for an additional $79,000 to move forward with that. And John Wyckoff, the design engineer from Kennedy Jenks, is here to answer any specific questions that you might have about what's going on and why the costs are higher than originally anticipated. But that really concludes my staff report, and I'm happy to answer any questions, or if you'd like to ask John something as well.
Very good. Thank you for that. Let me see if there's any questions to my left.
Only comments.
Very good. Questions to my right?
Yeah, actually, is it nuts and bolts, or is it steel, or is there one specific area? I mean, like chips, or?
So it's been kind of all over the place. It has been steel. It has been nuts and bolts. And John might be able to talk a little bit about the things that he's had to re-review. We do track them all, like the number of submittals. I don't have that because the numbers are so high.
Just with general, yeah.
But it could be anything. It has been chips. We've had the chip shortage has come up. That's been one of them, that we couldn't get what are called PLCs for these project or program logic controllers. We can't get those installed or supplied to us. So it's really been a mix of what's available and what's not available, not any specific material.
Not any specific area of material, so it really is more complicated.
Yeah, it's broad. All varieties of material have been impacted.
Yeah. Understandable.
Mr. Wyckoff, did you want to add any context?
Right now,
go ahead and come on forward.
Hi, I'm John Wyckoff with Kennedy Jenks. Right at the moment, we have two resubmittals on different equipment. One is for paint, that they have a certain paint they can't get, so they're resubmitting on the paint. The other one is on wire, for electrical wire. They submit it on the wire, and they're trying to get a new supplier for wire approved. So that's just an example of two different ones we're doing right at the moment. So it is all over the board, all different products.
Yeah.
Maybe a quick follow-up, and this may be for Mr. Gent, is on an overall sense of cost. Do we think their submittals have cost them being FELONC funding, or are they getting a savings on that? Has it been pretty balanced? Do we even know that?
I would suggest that they've probably incurred minor costs just in the process of trying to find adequate supply. They have to be on the phone talking to vendors and dealing initially, like if someone tells you 52 weeks, you're going back to them saying, hey, what can you do to speed that up? And that's all time that they're spending trying to identify it. I'm not aware of situations where they're resubmitting to get a price break or anything like that.
No.
That has not been the case yet.
Okay, great. Appreciate that clarification.
Great.
Okay.
I will go ahead and open this up to the public, see if there's any members of the public that want to speak on this item. Thank you, Mr. Wyckoff, for the response to the questions. But seeing no one come forward, I'll bring it back to the board for comments first.
The only comment I wanted to make is I wanted to thank staff, and specifically in the staff report, where you really tried to enumerate what you thought was going to be a reasonable guess of how many more might come in, and really trying to help the public understand. We're not just saying, hey, give us more money because this sucks, but we're saying this is how we're going to enumerate that. And I just want to say thank you for doing that. It helped me wrap my head around what we're doing, and that's it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out this is par for the course. And I also want to commend staff for taking the approach that you have, that to preserve that relationship is far more important than to save a few nickels and dimes. And in the end, if the project comes in on time, that's where we're saving. And so it is in the public's best interest to do this, and I am strongly in favor.
Very good. Comments to my right?
Seems like the most logical approach. Okay. I mean, that all the means are going to justify the ends on time.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll just reiterate both of those comments and add just a small one of my own, is that there is contingency for purposes of this, and so the planning and the fiscal control of the project is still well within the parameters that we approved it on. So with that, is someone ready to make a motion?
I will move that we authorize execution of a contract amendment number 5 for WWTP redundancy project, construction phase engineering services with Kennedy Jenks Consultants, pending USDA approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Director A. Russum?
Yes.
Director Karen White?
Yes.
Chair Jeff Lee?
Yes. Very good. We have approval for an amendment, and maybe before we close that, USDA is not going to recommend not approving this, correct?
No, that's not the case. So USDA has always indicated that these have to be approved by our body before they want to see them, and it is just administrative on their part.
Great. Thank you for that clarification. And so that does take us to our district administrator and plant operations report. We only have a district administrator here tonight. Probably only is not the right term, but he'll be giving both the district administrator and the plant operations report this evening. Mr. Gent.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, district administrator. I will go through the my administrator's report and attempt to go through Mr. Jones' plant operation report as well. There is an item in there to cover. So my update on the redundancy project, construction continues within budget. Project remains generally on schedule with the currently estimated 14-day overrun from the 900-day long project, with estimated completion coincidentally being exactly 1 year from tonight, on 8-3 of 23, if it remains on the current schedule. As we spoke briefly about, supply chain issues have caused minor delays and some last-minute product substitution as the team adjusts to accommodate long lead times on some materials. The majority of the concrete work has been completed with mechanical and electrical work ongoing. All of the shoring for the excavation has been removed. The coating for the color change of the two digesters has begun. The color change satisfies a coastal condition for visual improvements. That's two existing structures at the plant that we were asked to make a more neutral color rather than white. Some miscellaneous items. Staff received an update on the Central Coast Blue project and is scheduling site visits for the Central Coast Blue design team. That site visit has been scheduled. It's 10 a.m. on Friday. Their design team will be on site. One of the things they want to review is their outfall tie-in locations, and there's the potential to have a Central Coast Blue injection well sited on district property, and so they want to consider the layout of some of that work. Other miscellaneous item, district hired grade 2 operator Justin Music. We hired Justin from the city of Pismo Beach, where he was already a grade 2 operator there. Plant tours, Stephanie Wald from Creeklands. That used to be Central Coast Salmon Enhancement, if you're familiar with the name change, which is a local nonprofit, and she toured the facility to see the project. No tentative items to report. The plant operations report, we did have a high fecal coliform, the 2707 number. That will not result in a fine, but as we've characterized many times, we have the three strikes in the 180-day rolling time period. This, as of right now, that is our third strike. So we are, if we have another violation in the recent future, we would pay a mandatory minimum fine of at least $3,000 if we had another violation. I did attempt to get the date the one would roll off before the meeting, but I was not able to get that information with staff not being at the plant. So apologies for that. But eventually the first violation will fall off and we'll have a slightly more time to adjust. Some operation maintenance tasks, San Luis Powerhouse troubleshot and replaced emergency bypass pump engine control, performed weed abatement throughout the premises, checked and marked underground service alerts, troubleshot and unplugged primary polymer pumping system, flush fixed film reactor, drained and rinsed chlorine contact channels, trimmed and cleared overhanging trees on back entry road, Bakersfield Glass installed new window and heating and mixing building, replaced boiler hot water feed line due to failure, fixed secondary clarifier spray bars. Enviro is a that's a contractor on site. Continue working on the setup for the new SCADA. Perform monthly cleaning of fixed film reactor orifices, netting, and performed an oil sample. Replaced chemical pump due to failure. Built new headers to install and temporary chemical connections. Troubleshot cart brake line. Performed midnight shutdown to inspect sodium bisulfite diffuser. Repaired concrete curbing near secondary clarifier. Siebert Services performed installation of new flow meters throughout plant in preparation for SCADA integration. Installed new water champ davit crane. There's some pictures also included that show some of that work. Repaired water line at the secondary clarifier. Troubleshot front gate mechanism. Installed new oxidation reduction potential probe in preparation for new diffuser installation. Replaced battery backup for backup chlorine controller. Installed new low-level float and headworks well. Began demob of the rental centrifuge in preparation of surplusing it. Performed partial plant shutdown to allow construction contractor to perform new pipe tie-in. Installed new high-level alarm at lowest point in district trunk sewer system. Removed old chemical control system and chemical piping near secondary clarifier. Mowed lawn around flagpole and installed new sprinklers. That's a lot. I know Michael goes through them all, so that's what I'm attempting to do. So some work orders completed. Rinsed all surfaces clarifiers, derag primary clarifier sludge pumps, perform monthly safety walk and spill prevention control and countermeasures inspection, grease motors and pumps throughout the plant, cleaned out fixed film reactor variable frequency drive enclosures, performed fixed film reactor orifice cleaning and oil sample, exercised effluent pumps, and did preventative maintenance on the front loader, vacuum pressure relief valves, forklift, heat and air conditioner filters, plant carts, water champ, mechanical bar screens, clarifier, drive units, digester mixing pump, Omiad filters, effluent junction box, and 6-inch whacker pump. And so I'll just pause there real quick. I know Michael doesn't typically talk about it. The district employs a preventative maintenance software system. So a lot of this stuff comes up, and we're told by the software the frequency to do this. And so as staff's doing rounds, we know that on certain intervals, some things are 1 week, some things are 1 month, quarterly, you know, biannually. And so there's all these work orders that get processed by the operators to make sure that the plant is being maintained. And that's often what Michael was capturing in this report to the board. Some training, staff participated in training on updated laboratory procedures. Some call-outs, 10:30 p.m., and then 4:45 a.m. high inlet ORP operations staff responded and made control settings adjustment. Upon further troubleshooting, operations staff found the chemical pump was operating intermittently and replaced the pump, which was talked about earlier. And then he does have a small write-up on the permit exceedance, which I already talked about. And then we move into some of the pictures. You see new operator Justin Music and Mario De Leon working on the new davit crane for the water champ. In that picture there, that's basically a hoist that can remove equipment from a vault so you don't have to enter the vault. And so if we needed to pull that pump out, we could hook a line to it and basically crank it up like a fishing pole and remove that pump. Or in this case, it's a mixer. It's kind of like a pump, but it's just meant to mix water. The next picture is the top of the fixed film reactor that we talk a lot about. So that's them out there when we talked about grabbing the oil sample. And so they're out there. There's that drive unit in the middle. That's the one that we know is failing a little bit. This is one of the things post-redundancy we would like to do maintenance on. We can't do it right now because we can't take it fully out of service. And then the last picture is a happy crew doing a midnight shutdown on July 19th into July 20th, where the contractor was making a nighttime tie-in of two pipes at the facility. And we have to staff it because we have to turn the plan off, and you can see the guys are pretty happy to be out there together. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gent. Questions or comments to my left?
The only question I have, you said you'd answer later, which is the date, the rolling date. But that's fine.
Yeah.
You knew we were going to ask that.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and open this up to the public, see if any member wants to come forward. Seeing no one come forward, we'll say thank you very much. So good job playing the part of Michael this evening. So,
and give him our wishes.
Must say you are with, whether it's driven by the computer or not, you guys are really keeping up with everything.
Yeah, the staff does a good job. Michael takes it seriously, and Mike Arias, the shift supervisor, Mike Arias is who largely, makes sure those work orders are getting done and getting out to the relevant staff. So, yeah, kudos to those guys for sure.
Yeah.
Very good. So appreciate that. So that takes us to board member communications. I'll turn to my left for anything on that side.
No, sir.
To my right.
No, sir.
Very good. My only communication is as I was watching the video of the last meeting in June, it took me to the video that you make of the redundancy projects that are coming forward, and I just am always amazed that you put those out there. Hopefully a lot of people are actually watching them because they're actually full of very good information, and looking forward to the next one, which I'm assuming will be fairly soon.
Yeah, so we have another flight later this month in August, and I do have one from a couple months ago that I wasn't able to do a voiceover on, and this is kind of off topic. Like the voiceovers that I do, I have a small recording studio at my house. I play a little bit of music, and so normally that's set up, but my son was graduating, we had a bunch of visitors, and so that room got turned back into the spare bedroom. And so I need to set back up my recording equipment to do the voiceover, and so I'm behind on one of the voiceovers on those videos. But yes, I fully intend on getting that one done and the one in August done to present to the board.
Very good, yeah, because thank you. I find them very informative, very informational, and visually telling a story.
Yeah.
Where are they shown?
So you can find them on the website, so the sslocsd.us or sslocsd.org will both take you there.
Okay, because I haven't seen them.
Yeah, you should check them out.
Well, I'm not on a computer a lot, so I'm kind of 10 years behind.
Very good. So that does take us to our closed session. I will have Mr. Collins announce our closed session.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The item for discussion tonight under closed session is conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph 2 of subdivision D of Government Code section 54956.9, just one case.
Very good. I will go ahead and open this up to the public, see if anybody wants to speak on closed session. Seeing no one come forward, we will recess to closed session, and then we will come back and adjourn from closed session. Okay. Very good.